Okay, welcome to the Daniel Town Planning Commission meeting. This is Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. It is 7:03 PM at Wasatch County Services Building in Peterson. Okay, the first item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any comments? Okay, nothing. We'll go to item number two, which are business licenses. We have two renewals. As far as I know, there have been no complaints or issues with these. Do we have this? So Daniel's Creek Construction is Hugh Barker, and then John Kowalski. I think you all know.
I did not include those. They were in your e-packet and not in the printed.
So did you have questions on?
What is John's business license? Anybody know?
What he does?
Yeah, what is?
He's retired and he does plastics out of his house.
Plastics?
Yeah.
Makes them?
Fabricates them?
Welds them, bends them.
Okay, no complaints?
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the business license renewals of the business license for Daniel's Creek Construction and John Kowalski.
I'll second that.
Okay. Would you like to amend that to say we recommend for approving them? Recommend the council to approve them?
Yes, I would like to amend that. Yes, I will recommend that the council, that we recommend to the council that they approve the renewals for Daniel Creek Construction and John Kowalski.
And I'll still second it.
All right, we're ready for a vote, so. Bridger?
Bridger, yes.
Byron, yes.
Pam, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion passes. Move to item three, which is the Weston Scale application for a buildable lot. So she's on the agenda because we continued it from the last meeting. She would like a letter from the town saying that it's not buildable. I think what we would suggest doing is saying that at this point it's not buildable because we haven't seen enough evidence. And talking with Planner Bunker, he said that he could issue a letter that says that at this point we haven't been able to determine there has been enough evidence submitted to determine that she would take that to the county to get her property taxes abated. So that's the thought on that one. Does anyone else have any thoughts on that?
Have we done anything like that before? The year before?
Yeah. So if there was enough evidence for you to make a determination, then that would have been saying that there was.
Sure.
Again, it's up to you.
So have they given up on trying to get the other letter from us saying that it is built a lot? Do they want to table that? Or?
There's been no additional evidence submitted.
But this does not stop them from coming back earlier.
Sure. Want a motion for that then?
Motion, yeah.
I'll motion that we direct Eric, I guess, to write a letter indicating that the Weston Clough lot is not currently been provided with sufficient information to deem it a buildable lot. Or whatever wording you want to use, Eric, to that effect.
Don't say that. I've heard some words out of him.
Yes, he has.
Should say whatever appropriate for it.
Yes, there you go.
That's up for interpretation, appropriate.
That's right.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Call for the vote.
Bridger, yes.
Horner, yes.
You got here just in time.
Mark McAllister, yes. McGinn, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Thank you. Okay, motion passes. Item four is Jeremy Yarchenko. I do not see him here.
Do you know about the meeting?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Okay. I have no other information to pass on that one. Do you have anything, Eric?
I do not.
Okay. Let's move to number five.
So we'll just table it till next one?
Or if he shows up late or something,
we'll come back.
Okay.
Does he have to be here for us to review it or approve it, or? He hasn't submitted paperwork for the application?
Correct. The application is incomplete.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Okay, so we'll move to item five. So, who would like to present that?
Want me to address it?
Sure.
Okay.
I was trying to put Brian on the spot, but you know.
Perfect.
We can have Brian do it too. He's very good at it. Sister Luke, sorry, Mrs. Luke. Mrs. Luke is, has property that splits into two zones. So the back is industrial and the front is RA5.
As does that whole street basically, right?
Some do, yes. And so she's been approached by Mr. Hicken to lease the back property to store stone on that back parcel. If I say anything wrong, just yell out, okay?
You're fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
So I've talked to Mr. Hicken. You need to know that that is a conditional use in I-1 zone. It is a 3270 as that use is cut stone in the I-1 zone. So that makes it a conditional use. What we're doing here tonight is we're looking for a motion to set a public hearing for that conditionally. So what we would be doing is, if that's palatable to the commission, it's your discretion. When there's two zones, the planning commission has the authority to determine what goes on in that one. Like I said, 3270 is the number of conditional use on the I-1 zone that's cut stone and stone products. And so he'd like to store some stone on there. There may be some conditions that we'd want to put on that, and he's amicable to have those conditions put on there. So this is just the start of the process, and so that's what we're looking at tonight, is a motion to set the public hearing.
So maybe this is jumping too far ahead, but access to that property would occur through his already established property?
Correct, not through the RA5. So, you need any?
And he wants to lease it, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, not buy it.
He would like to buy it, but we know that's way down the road. So,
for now.
And is your property abut his, or is there something else in between?
No.
The back 2 acres
by his, but the front does not.
So, how much acreage total do you have?
Probably 2.7 acres, I don't remember exactly the square footage. We're talking about the last back half of a 2 acre rectangle parcel. So it's 2.5 acres, or the half acre, probably over half acre, depending on the dimensions. But it's 2 acres, so if you would like, it might be 2.7.
And then that leaves your residential lot at 2 acres, or at a half an acre.
Half acre plus, probably.
Which is kind of divided that way now, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's a fence there.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then on the north, west, and east are all commercially used around this section with 2 acres. So.
Yeah, if I remember right, some of the adjoining lots aren't as large as the.
Yeah, they're a lot back, by the way. So right now, it doesn't do any activity on that. So anyway, that's what we're doing here. We're looking for a motion to set a public hearing for a conditional use.
Any other questions?
So I'm still a little unclear. So your whole property that you own is 2.5 acres?
2.5, yes.
About. Sure. And most of it is on industrial.
I don't know where the...
Where's the line?
I'm here for support.
Where's the line? Where's the line, Eric?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand too here.
The biggest demand of it is on the field there that they want to do. Oh, you got a map.
You got a map and electronic.
Show you where it's at. Parcel we're looking at.
The yellow.
The yellow is the industrial.
The green in front is...
This is her lot here. Kind of an L shape, and then we're looking at the back of that. And then this is the Delta Stone.
What's this?
This is the Coleman parcel. So this is that parcel we're looking at.
Okay, the yellow.
So the county, you'll remember the county drew that
line.
Drew that line, that zone, and so that goes to the edge of the town. Some of these parcels overlap into here.
Yeah.
But the town, they drew that line down the middle of the property. So you want to know where you are?
Sure.
It's still yellow.
Right on there. That little yellow one there? Thank you.
Okay, does that help?
Would this just be for the industrial portion then?
Yeah. It's a conditional use. You can put whatever conditional use you see fit.
I guess what are you guys asking for? Just for the industrial piece, we would draw the line at that boundary?
Yeah, RJ Enterprises has approached my mother to say, do you want to buy or not buy, sell or lease or whatever. So it's more of their initiation. We're not doing anything with that back. No more to raise age or things. And so for my mother's purposes, we'd love to lease it.
Sure.
Just to offset paying taxes and doing nothing with what's going on back there.
Sure.
And so it's next door neighbor. It's just throwing their stone. We said, fine, we'll explore the options and doing that. So.
Okay.
If we're done with the discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no more questions, can I call for the motion?
I'll make a motion that we schedule a public hearing with regard to the Darlene Luke property conditional use permit.
Okay. Do you want to suggest a date for the public hearing?
Do you guys have a, is it a sooner than later?
They keep telling me it is. They would like to do it as soon as possible.
So I would say to be scheduled. Does that go through? That goes through us first, right? So
it does.
So that would be for our August Planning Commission meeting.
Right. 17th? The 17th? I'm looking at that, correct?
Yeah. Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and second. Call for the vote.
Again, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay. Number six.
You'll schedule the public hearing for then all the right spots and all that good stuff for the 16th. And it will be before or during our planning commission or time?
During.
So at the beginning?
16th or
17th. No,
the
17th. Wednesday is.
7th out of the Wednesday, August 17th at 7, starting the meeting.
Notices will go out next week.
So, do you have something on Val's or does Val want to?
I think Val does.
I don't really have a lot to say. We would love to be able to build this ag building. We kind of got
had high hopes last time we talked to them. And since then, we've had our hopes dashed pretty severely. And we're at the point now, just wondering if we could put in a on the ground floor of this structure, a three-quarter bath. And other than that, I mean, if you say we can't do that, then we can't do that. We're at the point, really, it's just whatever you guys want to do.
I need to interrupt, but can everybody speak up a little bit? Because I want to make sure this is recorded.
This is an email that I sent out.
Super important to you guys, and I just want to make sure that it's accurate.
Unfortunately, Amelia was out of town, so it doesn't look like her letter, but it has all the information in it. Did you get that, Val?
Yeah, regarding this letter, I think that the only thing that's really serious, not a problem. I mean, those guys are very demanding. Anyway, regarding this letter, the biggest trap
we're working with.
Yeah, the biggest stumbling block for us is Board of Health.
We can't circumvent doing it.
Okay, that's fine. We just want to know that it's okay for us to plan a bathroom and get the Board of Health point.
Board of Health's a prerequisite, right?
Yeah, we know that we have to
and we can approve it with a contingent on that stuff, I think.
Yeah,
because we get to that point.
So at this point, this is coming through as an ag building?
Yes.
Okay. What about size? Do we have any issues?
But it will have power and it will have...
Yeah. So they have to have inspections for those.
Correct.
But square footage, do we have an issue
with
that?
Is it 3,600?
Yeah.
No, we changed it a little bit to add the bathroom on it, so it's 60 by 72. So it's a little bit more than the 3,600, and we'd like to have a loft.
Like a what?
A loft over the 60 by 60, the 12 foot that we added that will make it 72, which is where we could put the bathroom and run it to the septic.
Okay, I don't have your new one. I only have your 60 by 60.
But I know if you had to do with the septic tank, you'll get a distance.
Okay.
So is the idea to have somebody live in that loft?
No.
No. Storage only.
That's the right answer. Good job.
No, my question is I'm trying to think of what the square footage is before we have to go to a conditional use.
So an ag building is exempt from a conditional use?
You're right. Okay.
Just as a side note.
Okay, are there any more questions for policies?
I got a question. Since it is an ag building, I can understand that they're supposed to store or house trailers, tractors, and animals, and whatever. What other... If any, what other purpose is going to be used for?
Well, the Horner kids are going to have their 4-H pigs in them.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We would like a wash basin that's a large one.
That's right.
Besides the bathroom.
We'll use that 3-quarter bathroom.
Yeah. Shower tub will work for the pigs.
We take half a pig.
That is your fee.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is there any other things that you... folks know that it's acceptable at the ag building. Is there anything else they can use it for?
I see it's 150 feet from your house.
Yeah.
Is that correct? I mean, that's what the map looks like.
Yeah, pretty close to that.
Okay. So the town of Daniel will defer to state code, and they make the definitions of what constitutes an ag use. And so when you sign your ag permit,
that will be on there, and you'll be able to look up that code, and it'll say bona fide, and it will go through those items. And we just defer to that, list.
We, just say, can you tell us where we can look that up?
So I have a question. As I'm looking through your plan, the barn plan.
Right.
It has on, written right on here, the first floor, a toilet, shower, utilities, blah, blah, blah. Second floor, toilet.
That was what you told us we couldn't do last time you came, so if we can't have a toilet upstairs, we would like to know if we can or if we can't.
Well, it's just on here, so I don't know.
Because we're here to ask you this time.
Hasn't been updated, is what you're saying, right?
This is the
right,
same thing.
Right, has not been updated. You tell us right. If we can only have a toilet downstairs or if we can have a toilet upstairs. We'll do what you say.
I'm trying to see if I can find that number, but my internet access here is not very good.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
We're not in the mood to try to force anything. We just want to know what our parameters are, and we're basically going to be yes men and women.
And really, I think a lot of that will depend on the health department and what they're going to require. 100%. One versus two. I think you'll be able to weigh those two options. You may be able to put one into your existing septic.
Right.
But maybe not two, so I don't know what the impact is.
Well, those inspectors, I don't know what their official capacity is, what they're really called.
The engineers?
I guess they're engineers. I don't know. But they're pretty, they're tough to work with.
Are you with Tracy Richardson?
We tried Richardson.
We've met with Tracy Richardson twice, but we're hiring, we now are working with two engineers to see if either one of them can work us into their schedule. It's hard to get work into an engineer's schedule.
One that you're hiring?
Yes, we've got two that are. We have talked to Tracy twice.
Okay. Yeah, because he's the one that really says what it entails.
Well, he's got a group list. We're using
It's a story of everything
else.
Anyway.
Okay.
Tracy has given us permission to use the existing septic.
So they're looking at putting it back.
We know that we will need a new tank.
So Eric, what's the sort of right? So they build a barn like this, right? And then somebody comes in and hangs lights and holds a couple of wedding receptions. And I'm not saying that's their intention, but at some point somebody else will own this property. So in order to do that, what's the conditions on that?
So they'll be signing that paper that under perjury that they will only do agricultural, and that will follow if they sold the property, that same use is there. And so at that point, the town would go in and enforce that code.
Because that's really my only concern.
So does the next guy have to sign that, or no?
It's just attached to the
structure.
Part of the structure.
Yep.
No matter who owns the property, that goes.
Yeah. Or they can go back and re-engineer it and make it an accessory.
Sure.
Structure, but as if it's under the ag, it stays under the ag.
There.
You tried to ask what an accessory structure was last time. You didn't, nobody seemed to know what the difference was, and it didn't seem like you could use even an accessory building. We haven't figured all that out. If you can figure that out.
So accessory structure, the difference is you can only do ag in an ag building. An accessory structure, you can use as an accessory structure.
But
you can't live in it.
How to qualify an accessory structure.
So you go through the engineering and get the building permit and do impact fees. The ag just cuts those fees out so that, because obviously we like agricultural.
But sooner or later, if and when we sell it, term, people that buy it, they'll have to go ahead and re...
They'll have to conform with whatever you sign to, otherwise they have to come back and ask for a different treatment of the building.
A new designation if they want to change that, or you can change that if you want to. That was just what we talked about at the start with the inspections and everything, like you've been doing your whole life.
Yeah, we're not afraid of inspections or plants. We're fine with inspections or plants, but it allow us to do other things or have another bathroom. If it's an accessory building, help us in some way. We're not afraid of inspections.
Right. But what they are, and I'll take Gary as an example. Gary built a barn. He decided he didn't want his neighbors saying they're not doing agricultural stuff over there. Called me out and we do an investigation. Instead, he went as an accessory structure. The things that are allowed in the RA5 zone are allowed in that structure. He's not limited to agricultural activities in that building. So that's the difference.
So really the difference is the state saying if it's truly agricultural, it's not for people to be inside out. We don't require inspections. And you'll see some go up that you just wouldn't want to walk inside anyway. So going the other direction is saying we're meeting building codes, it's safe to have people inside of it, even though maybe perfectly, and probably would be perfectly safe the way you're doing it. But it's just, it's skipping those inspections because it's not intended for human occupancy, it's intended for livestock, hay, those types of things.
So could we go with an accessory building?
Yeah.
Step one is the health department.
Yeah, so you'll just resubmit your plan, and then we'll have to have the engineering, and then it goes to plan check, and goes through the engineering process.
Okay. You have two bathrooms and an accessory building.
The health department.
Can we suggest that, so I think that we're probably going to approve a building of some variety. And that approval is going to probably be based upon the approval of the health department with regard to your bathroom facilities. And so maybe I'm way out of line.
Well, I'm just thinking they need to figure out what type of building they're going to.
But that's my point.
The one thing we didn't talk about, building that size, we may need a conditional use, which is just an extra step. I don't know that there would be a problem with that, but it is another step we have to go through before we can approve it. So I think
if it's
premature. Typically, we don't look at agricultural buildings unless they have bathrooms and stuff. And I guess we could say that if they are stuck on the agricultural building, we're okay with it. But then they can start over if they want to do the accessory building. You know, because I know you were concerned about getting the building ordered. And, you know, I don't know.
You know more than we do.
I'm just saying, what would you like us to do?
There's a reason that you build an accessory building, and maybe that would be the same reason we would.
That was an example. Yeah. I have an agricultural building, and it's obviously an agricultural building, because all that's got in it is a bunch of hay, and a tractor.
So Joe Witt is building accessory structure.
Yeah.
Next door, you guys get to
that. His basketball court?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. That's an accessory building. You guys came to that hearing. That's the same process.
So we would need to come another month to get it.
So what I'm trying to say, Gary, can we help them streamline how many meetings they have to attend and say,
based on the
health department's letter of approval for whatever type of building they choose to build, when they come before us, they have done that groundwork ahead of time, they have their approvals, they have everything. This is the type of building, we meet all of the regulations and requirements, then they come here
but
for
approval.
But if
it ends up as a conditional use, because it's
they will
too
have
large,
to go through
that. They will have to do the hearing for that, so I'm saying we can approve that.
Can you tell us today?
Well, I'm not saying that we vote or approve anything, I'm just trying to give them some direction over the next month.
I'm just saying, if you'd like, you could say that, make a motion, for example, that we approve the agricultural building with the bathroom, with the health department's thing, and then they could go ahead with that if that's what they decide to do. They could then decide they want to do an accessory building and then come back again.
Does that sound good to you guys?
But the structure won't change on the frame of what you're ordering, whether it's a ag building or a...
It'll be the same building.
Or an accessory building. It's the same building.
Maybe. We're builders, we're not afraid of inspection.
As long as the specs meet...
The specs have to meet snow load and all the other requirements, so. On an ag building, we don't check those, that's up to you.
We're fine with snow loads, you can check it.
That would be awesome if that could happen.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve their application for a agricultural building based on a letter of approval from the Wasatch Health Department with regard to their bathroom facilities.
Okay. Have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion?
Could we include those three items that's on the email in your motion, please?
Maybe. We've got one already in, right?
Yep. That department.
There's some contractors.
Yeah, that's not a problem. It's already filled out, ready to turn in, Derek, but we can't get past the first one.
So you have to have a new power meter, it seems?
No.
No, we do not.
No?
So they won't...
Oh, if you are, but you are not.
And the other thing that we are not going to do is we're not going to put a drain in the ground. Okay.
I don't think they need to be in there. Because it's already, that's all part of having to be in their application process.
Right. Filling in the...
You could say, letter from the health department and the completed application.
That'd be fine, you can add and the completed application.
Finalized application.
Updated application, because there's still some goofy stuff on there.
Okay.
Is that clear as mud?
So the finalized application, is that approved by TO? Like, who decides that it's...
Approved by the planner and TO.
Okay.
Okay, can I just ask Eric a question? If we decide to go snow load and have an accessory building, then we need to come one more time to this?
You will need to resubmit with the engineering specs.
Okay, engineering specs to you?
To TO.
Okay.
And then they will go from there out to a plan check. They do all those to make sure it's up to the 2015 International Building Code requirements.
Well, that's all it is.
Okay. So we pay for a building permit, which is one of the differences. Yeah, that's fine with us.
Is your second still... No.
It sounds to me like...
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Okay, so I didn't hear that. So second stands with the...
Second stands.
Stands.
With the...
With the addition.
Okay.
Okay, do we have any more discussion?
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable approving something that we... There's too many ifs, ands, and buts here for me. We don't know how many bathrooms. We don't know if later you're going to apply for something else. Will it be ag? Will it not? So I would rather wait until you guys have decided exactly what you're going to do. So,
okay.
And come back one more time?
Yeah, and I know that takes time, but we need to call. I'd be more comfortable with that.
And I guess I'm just saying we're approving what's here now for the ag building. Any changes, we have to come back. But if they're going to build it, one bathroom.
Can we not specify at this time that we will not pursue an auxiliary building? Let's stick with the ag and move ahead on those grounds. Would that make you more comfortable?
Was it one bathroom or two?
One bathroom downstairs.
They presented a one bathroom down, 1 3-quarter bath is what they...
That's what we're voting on in an ag building, then I can do that. If it changes, then I think we need to start over.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
If it changes from that, then I think we need to readdress it. But yes, I'm comfortable with that. I just need to know what it is we're voting on.
Okay.
Right, so if it's an ag building with one bathroom, I don't see a problem.
That's what we would like.
Okay, Kim, could you read back the motion that you have?
I can change the motion.
For sure.
This is just discussion, so.
Okay, so the motion is that the approval will be for the agricultural building with one bath or one and three-quarter bath.
A one-three-quarter bath, not one and three-quarter.
Oh, then that's a difference.
One bathroom that's a three-quarter bath. That's a toilet, a sink, and a shower.
Okay, then that makes a huge difference, because I had one and three-quarters. So three-quarter bath, one number of three-quarter bath on one floor, and it's an agricultural building, and then the plans are as stated and as presented.
And approval of the county
and
health
approval,
department.
Yes,
for
yeah, stipulating that the county health department, county health department has to approve the septic system.
Long motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Thank you for working with us.
Okay, number seven, we had him on the agenda, but he declined to come. Probably be back at another time.
Okay.
So we're going to move to number eight, which is commercial development. Before we start with that, TJ has a commitment meeting to leave at 8 p.m. So when 8 p.m. comes, we just expect that he's going to walk out.
Thank you.
If you think he's going to help you, talk fast. If you think he's not going to help you, then, you know, come.
Not being rude, just getting up.
I don't understand really why I'm here, but.
Is anything different than what you proposed the last time?
No, I'm moving forward with plans I've submitted to TO, my site and civil engineer, and I'm just finishing up structural, the mechanical engineering, all the requirements. He responded just with a list of items that he needs, which I have here, you know, fire department, all the necessary items for a permit. So that's what I'm working through right now. Same building, nothing's changed that we've discussed from last time.
Did you get the thing from the fire marshal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we're, so the, from the fire marshal, so, and I talked to Clint Nearing today, and he said, that's fine, you can defer our, we can get started with the building and then have that as a separate after. We get started with the building process. So he says, that's fine, you can do that. So.
Okay, Eric, do you have any comments on this?
Yeah, so the reason that you're here, Nephi, is because of these items on that letter.
On this TO letter?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they have a copy of that, I believe, in your packet.
Yep.
Just. Oh, golly, I should have brought it over here. At least for the kid. I'm getting old.
Dude, nobody's got longer arms than you, so.
I know. Next year, I'm going to have to use my feet to hold them up.
Can't help you.
I'm okay. I got it. Okay.
So as you run through with that plan, there's a couple of things on here that may cause you to be like 150 setback from the highway right away.
Where is that? Show me where that's at right now.
Your site plan doesn't call out from the right away what your setback
is. Can you explain which number that is? 150 foot setback?
Yeah, so that's number 18.
Or if I set back to the highway right away.
So any state or federal highway has to be 150 foot back, setback from right away, so they don't push snow through your windows.
Okay.
So that's not spelled out.
I'll check that on that. Let me.
Okay. I would just look over this list because those are the things, TO's done there.
Yeah.
Review, and I've done mine, so okay. All the items are on here.
Yeah, and I talked to Clint about, I thought you were talking about the fire 150 foot, that's like an internal fire hydrant.
Yeah,
so, yeah, so I was confused when you started talking
about it. Yeah, so the fire department will give you a letter
that
says they agree with this development, and that's what we'll need back.
Gotcha.
The same with the health department.
I've started my permit process with the fire department. I'm not completed. I have a commercial fire company that has finished their things. I'm just trying to get things downloaded and get those over to the fire department.
Okay.
So they've completed their fire plan, and, sprinkler plan, and all that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, on reviewing your plan, I didn't see what the snow storage locations are.
Okay.
It doesn't show that on your site plan.
I forward this to my architect and also a civil engineer, so they both have those to work with.
Okay. Well, these are just the items that came back in the review, so if you're dealing with them, perfect.
Yeah, so they have, we're in that process.
Okay, so. Perfect.
So the planners, is there something we should do for this gentleman?
It seems like this just needs to be worked with you and TO and not in here.
If you're ready to approve it with these conditions.
Didn't we already approve something?
We had a concept.
Yeah. Oh, so is this coming in for final then?
So this is
I don't know. This is
the building permit.
Okay.
That would be good to know.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah. Okay, now I understand. I didn't understand why what this process was.
We're here to just get told about this letter.
Okay.
So we come with a concept first. They said, yeah, we like the concept, and then we come back with the application for a building permit.
So this is the application for the building permit.
Doesn't say that.
So I guess the question would be, is there anything on here that any of you need to see before you'd be willing to approve? I mean, is there something, I mean
you aren't approving the final building. I still have to work through all these items with TO. Yes.
You're asking for a building permit approval from us based on these conditions.
I got you.
So once you meet these conditions with the planner and with our engineer, then your permit signed and your
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
I understand correctly.
We're not trying to waste your time.
So it might be better than thought.
They love meetings. Let's invite them to another one.
So, if there's something that the planning is concerned about, then we would not approve it. But basically, these items are things that are out of our area of expertise anyway.
Yeah. Now, come on. It is your expertise.
We're not engineers.
So I just handed him 821-19. As well as 821, which is supplemental standards, because he borders up against residential on his commercial. So a lot of those items in that letter refer back to that 821 code.
Okay.
Is there anything that is in that code that isn't in the letter that the commission needs to see? Or everything's contained?
Everything should be encompassed in that letter.
Okay.
So this, Eric, what is it that you handed me? Is this like the building?
This is 821, so you have a commercial zone up against residential.
Yeah.
There's additional requirements when you're up against, say, the height above 20 feet. If you go above 20 feet, then you're required additional setback for every 1 foot you go up. There's for every 2 feet you go up, there's 1 foot setback.
Required. Oh, okay. Well, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in my first review, it looks like you're within that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So that, to be clear, so that they understand it's all contained in here.
This is not an addition to
that the commission hasn't seen.
Okay.
Or it'll be a red flag. We'll catch you.
Okay. We'll get you one way or another.
I'll ask you, do you see anything that you're concerned about that you think would need to come back to the planning?
I don't, but it has not been through the structural review yet. So that's noted in the letter.
Right, but there's probably nothing on this to do with the structural calculations that we would be concerned with. So I wanted to be sure we weren't missing something that needed to be
Number six, connecting to the sewer, is there ability to do that?
So I'm doing this one building, and it's just, so I've worked with Tracy to access, this is just a warehouse storage building with minimal uses, 9 to 5, and I'm putting two bathrooms in it. So that, and then once sewer is ran out, the road, then I'll do the other phases. So this is phase one of three phases I'm gonna do.
Right.
So, I can't continue the other phase until we get sewer access.
And so you'll just have a septic system, yes, for the one building?
Yeah, and so Adam Hub engineer has, he's working on the septic plan that we're submitting to.
For the one building?
Yeah, for the one building, correct.
Won't be able to do anything until sewer?
Yes, and then the health department, you know, they'll review that and either approve or deny that, so.
And so we won't issue a permit until the health department gives us a letter.
Right.
So.
So what do we don't have to come to a meeting again, we just get you all this stuff to you and then?
T&amp;O engineers.
Yeah, to Ryan.
To Ryan.
Yeah.
And then he says, okay.
And he'll send it to them.
Okay, are we ready for motion? Okay, call for motion.
I will motion that we approve the Trammell Commercial Development contingent upon all of the conditions outlined in this T&O engineering letter dated July 19th, 2022.
Okay, you have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, we'll call for the vote.
Again, yeah. Wild, yes. Owner, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Okay. All right, thanks. You gotta call me. I get busy. I forget.
I do want to talk to you about 4-H and pigs too, though.
Oh, you'll be here another hour.
I call them, I'm gonna call them.
Okay.
I think you got it.
I think I got it. Just check.
So there's a couple of problems.
He's got to stay on this side.
Okay. We'll move to item 9, which is the planner report.
Okay. Starting out, we're gonna turn some time over. We have a concept approval that's changed a little bit. We recommended that he come share that with the commission, so.
Okay. Can I come up here? It's been several months since we were here and noticed a few new faces and some familiar faces. We have been working diligently on engineering.
Can I stop? I don't know your name. And
sorry, Mark Haroldson.
Okay. Sorry, Mark.
You're just fine.
No, we've spoken on the phone.
Just stop. You're up to any time.
You might need to even come closer with your booming voice so it can be recorded.
I just got hearing aids today, so I'm getting used to the echo in it.
Yeah, you can't speak too loud.
Okay, very cool. So as many of you know, we went through the entitlement process. We had public input and gone off to the races to still stay within the parameters of what we agreed to. The deed's been recorded based on what we can develop in commercial and what we left as a buffer. So our concept has stayed the same. For those of you that may remember, the one thing that we're here tonight that we'd like to get your approval on before we spend a lot of money in architectural fees is going to a two-story versus keeping our development on a single story with all the same parameters. We had a work meeting with Eric Bunker and the engineer on this concept. One item of concern was our neighbor here, Nick Hansen, if our setbacks were going to be in the line
been confirmed with our architect based on Daniel's code that the setbacks do meet code. One thing that we'd like to do and have continuous dialogue with our neighbor is to beautify the parameters with vegetation or whatnot, just so that down the road, if it becomes developed or otherwise, it's more aesthetically pleasing to see trees and bushes versus just a building there. So I wanted to present to you the second story. We've also had the architect do some elevations. And on the elevations, we've illustrated where we'll have businesses up front. I've just kind of highlighted the glass with the doors where the signage would be and the office would be. Sorry, I've only made three copies here, so maybe you can kind of squeeze together there and look at that.
Where is this? This is the first time I've seen any of them.
So if you're heading towards Strawberry Reservoir out of town, you'll eventually come to Heber Valley Storage on the right-hand side. We're two parcels to the west of, or I guess you'd say north of Heber Valley Storage. It's a 5-acre parcel. It's undeveloped. It's been, there's a couple homes up on the bordering Little Sweden Road there, and the property goes up to maybe 250 feet, I guess, before you hit the residential units. So if you go up again towards Strawberry, we're just two parcels to the north of the Heber Valley Storage is where this is, and then just directly to the north, or I like to say west of Vic Hansen's property.
And it was residential, and we changed it to commercial. We wanted just briefly.
Yeah, so
at least three of us are clues.
Yeah, no, you're good. So the history is we started with, like a lot of lots throughout Daniel, you've got 5-acre parcels. The master plan was to call for commercial, eventually bordering Highway 40. There was 300 some odd feet, give or take, that would continue to be commercial. One item that was brought up again that we went through a series of meetings and in public input was an acceptance of having a buffer between the residents and the commercial. And so even though we have 5 acres, we agreed to deed the back half as unrestricted, undevelopable land. That's another reason we've been looking at what the feasibility is of our development on the front side bordering Highway 40.
And that back side bumps into a Little Sweden, right? And that's part that has the deed restriction.
Correct. So you got two homes right along Little Sweden, and then you go towards Highway 40, give or take 2.5 acres, it's just going to remain as a field. And then once you get...
Who's responsible for that?
We are. The property owner. And that's what's been recorded with the county. So if we were to sell down the road, just to be clear, then the next person that bought the property would have to honor that deed restriction that we've agreed to in order for this commercial development to proceed. So if you're looking at an aerial, you've got basically a rectangular parcel of 5 acres. Half of it is just going to remain ag. The front half will be commercial.
Eric, is it on that map so to orient these guys?
And, I think we
should. Because it's not a straight.
Into what we okayed already.
Yeah, here's one map too.
Is it right here?
Yeah, thank you. So basically, and here's another aerial. This.
So it's not the green field here, this is
more gray. This is Vic Hansen's property right here.
Okay.
So here's Heber Valley Storage. Our parcel is this section here.
Yep.
And so what we have obtained approval today is to be able to develop this section here as commercial, this area, which again is about another 2.5 acres, that will be deed restricted from being developed. Unless the town, changes their mind down the road. And so what we're here tonight is to present our
lot lines here.
Our change of layout before we get too deep with architectural.
Is And so your buildings are going to be running this way, and then this will be parking?
Yeah, here's a little better illustration here. This is highway.
This one right here. Here's 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So we've got some businesses up here, and then a main office here. And then on our second floor, we've got a maintenance residence, manager's residence, that is for the on-site personnel.
And this is all?
This is all storage.
So interior access stuff then?
You can drive up on the sides, and then these right here are elevators to get have access to the second floor along with to be fired.
So this is stories, not, this isn't all enclosed into a.
This is all, this, the perimeter is.
These are traditional storage units.
Correct, correct. And this is an elevation of how.
And these are a normal business.
Correct.
Separate business entities.
Right.
And then upstairs is storage.
With the exception of the on-site residences.
For the manager or whatever there.
Manager maintenance, correct.
And it's how many acres, five?
Well, the total is five, and we've taken half of that.
So how does that work with two residences on a commercial zone?
What's that?
So they're building two residences in this particular apparatus. How does that meet our zoning with regard to residents? We've got two residents in here.
You're building an office, aren't you?
No, the residences.
Below.
There's a maintenance residence
manager's residence right above the business and the office on the second level.
So how does that differ from a home?
Because they still own the property. They work for him. They don't own that.
I think his question is it allowable to have a couple of residences in a business?
The caretakers? So, yeah. Yeah, you can have security office there. All that kind of stuff is included in your commercial area.
But I can also see how we rent that out, and as part of my rent, we have two separate residences.
That's why it's here, because that was a
right.
Flag for
so us. That's a flag for me.
Yeah, that's why it's back here. That's why we told you to come.
Because I don't remember anything about a residence before.
We had the office.
Yeah, an office.
With the manager's residence on site.
Which is fine. There's one residence.
But we don't have that now. We put him.
You're correct. You have two residents now.
Correct. Total.
Which does not fit our zoning.
But one does, because it's a caretaker residence. Is that a clarification?
I don't care what the residence is. I don't. The definition of the residence doesn't matter to me as much as there's two residents. So you can build a residence, and it can be the manager. It could be the maintenance, it could be the security guy, that's great. But when you put a second one in, then that starts to play havoc with our zoning.
Is that
housing zoning?
Yeah, so that's why we told you to come talk to you guys about this. Because this has turned into a climate controlled, so you almost have to have somebody on site, climate controlled storage.
Which is fine, but right. But when you have the second residence, then
that becomes a
change in
your zoning.
Would require an exception to our current zoning, or to change the zoning.
So wasn't the original mostly RV storage?
The very, very first concept when we came to the table.
It's been
was,
a lot of
yeah,
steps
I know.
Here,
yeah.
So refresh our memory.
Yeah, that's true, and that just didn't pencil with the darn.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why we went to the traditional storage with the businesses up front.
And that's why it got to be a two-story building versus a one-story building?
Yeah, and to kind of step back
yeah.
in time, we had 5 acres.
Right.
We're like, hey, let's develop a nice little industrial park, business park for 5 acres. We don't want that because that infringes basically on what we originally wanted way back when, as far as having one residence on 5 acres. And so then we went to the idea, the notion of putting a deed restriction on the back half. So there's some kind of a buffer. As you're developing this land all the way down 40, you've got some commercial with residential with a nice buffer so that everybody doesn't feel like, you know, they kind of, the whole neighborhood's changing, so to speak. And again, that's where we are today is, since we've only got this portion here, is this a feasible concept to stay within the model but go to a second level to maximize our density?
Have you talked to the county with regard to sewer? Because you've got toilets and all these things, plus your bedrooms and bathrooms for residences, and there's some pretty stringent requirements from the county health department with regard to groundwater and septic tanks.
Yeah, so the short answer is yes. That's been something that's really a challenge when you're doing commercial within the town of Daniel, because most everybody's on, if not every, well, there's some exceptions are on septic. Septic doesn't work for this development, especially long-term. There's so many.
So do you have a solution for that?
So we have a solution, and that is basically doing what Russ Witt did with his line underneath the 40 and connecting down where it connects by the mobile home storage. And we've done the engineering and we've got that ready once we have the go-ahead to apply for a permit. So the concept, just to again clarify, is just what Russ did, where you can bore underneath, we'll tap in on the other side of Highway 40. Because otherwise septic is just, it's not a long-term good solution.
It's changed a lot in the, from square one.
Yep, and we hope it's more curb appealing and more satisfying to us as owners long term.
And how tall is the two-story building?
It goes up a total of 22 feet, and then there's another 4 feet of parapet architectural with your HVAC and whatnot on top.
Flat roof with a little safety
wall. Oh, okay.
So 26.
So that's a 26.
26 if you count the 4 feet of architectural.
You have to count at the top. So then that changes your setbacks.
Which our architect is telling them that's, again, one thing that Nick had some concerns on, and we circled back with him and said, are you familiar with the code? He's like, yeah, you could actually go up 35, 36 per code, but you've got to make sure your setbacks are correct. So that's something we need to clarify as we get further down the road with full-scale architectural plans and engineering to meet that requirement. Okay. Any other questions, comments? You're welcome to keep these. It's a copy for you.
Could you email one to the office, please?
You bet.
Okay, clerk.
Can I email that to you? Or
yeah, make clerk at Daniel, Utah. Utah spelled out.
Clerk
at Daniel, Utah. Utah spelled out .org. Thank you.
Very much like your website.
Thank you.
Thank you. Change.
Eric, do you have a presentation? Is there an action that we need to take tonight?
Well, the reason we told you to come back is because the concept had changed.
Yeah. Right. And I'm concerned with the concept of the double residence. I understand the purpose. I understand all that, I think. But I'm concerned that there's, based on our code and zoning, we've got virtually two homes, right, sitting on a two and a half acre lot. I mean, really a 5-acre lot, but.
Yeah, one of the reasons why we went to the two residents, we went and talked with a number of other developers that have done stuff nationally, and they've had a lot, it's just worked a lot better to have the caretaker residence and the manager residence. Just, you know, if you have one person there, they may or may not be there all the time, but they it's not a rental type thing. It truly is a caretaker, and it's a matter of security and also just management.
But it's still a residence that doesn't match our current zoning
so
and code.
The code says you can't do two residences on it?
We have an R.
Yeah, but this is now commercial.
But it's in commercial. So if we define that in our commercial stuff.
I don't see anything.
And I haven't even seen
that. You can put a hotel on commercial. That's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. And the other reason, just to clarify. I'm just asking. I don't know if that meets our stuff.
I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
It's true. A hotel. So
if it's a hotel, you've got more, so.
Yeah, and if you're calling it resident versus a 24-hour security, then there's a difference. If you have 24-hour security on site, I think that's different than a resident. Because then they're working for you directly.
And in full disclosure, we don't want these guys to burn out where we're constantly having turnover. If we've got two on-site caretaker residences, it's going to be a lot easier to manage long-term. And
you're going to have better caretaking of your facility, which is a good thing.
I totally get that. My whole thing is if it meets that code, I totally agree with your concept of it.
And if we need to apply for an exception or otherwise, because it's a little ambiguous the way it's defined, I'm happy to do that. I just need from you to know what that process is, because again, everything we've read didn't seem like an issue. But again, you know the verbiage, I'm sure, better than I do. I know you do.
Any thoughts, Eric?
As long as it's tied to the businesses, that was my concern, that we didn't end up with
a rental.
Right. The rental doesn't work if those are rental units.
No, we don't have any interest in that for renting out the residences.
Yeah, but I think this is a big advantage for security and a caretaker to be there not only for their business, but also the neighboring properties to make sure that things are not going on.
Can I ask a question? Is this run under a conditional use to be as a storage? I don't even see that on our code.
No. So storage isn't allowed.
It's not?
It's not allowed.
So is it?
So this is incidental to the retail. That's why the retail component of this. That storage, though some of those storage units are tied to the retail. So if the retail went away, this project would not happen. We don't allow storage units. They have to be tied to those retail. That's how. Same with Mike Peterson's parcel. Has to be tied to that front retail.
So
that, when you say tied to it, you just mean physically?
No.
Or does that mean that this retail store owns that particular storage lot, and that's where they're keeping their stuff that they peddle?
This store has their storage tied to their store. That's what allows the storage to happen.
So you don't have people coming and going with dump trailers to put their junk in their storage?
They can still do that, but some of that storage has to be tied.
Just some?
Some?
Yeah.
Not all.
Yeah, some of that storage has to be tied to the retail.
And we did already okay the idea of storage tied to the retail here, okay. Although it's changed.
See, when Peterson built that one in Charleston, then he got done and he sold the storage. He could never do that. Storage by itself.
So the one that is existing a couple lots down, that is storage tied to the retail usage of whatever's going on in that front area, even
Correct.
Though
yes.
95% of that storage has absolutely nothing to do with what's happening in that retail business.
That's correct. It's incidental too.
Incidental.
And that's what our code speaks to.
Hence, you get mixed use that way, I guess, is the bottom line, versus one type of product.
And then, as far as you're aware, I don't see anything in our code that speaks to the residences in a commercial zone like this. Like, I was trying to read through it. It seems silent to me. I don't think it says yay or nay, as far as I can read, but this is the first time I'm trying to catch up here.
Seen it while I read it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not clear on that either.
Okay.
And Peterson's place doesn't have a, does it have a residence or a caretaker living facility in it, the one there's, two lots down? Or
there's three offices in there. I don't know if they're in 24 hours. I think his is a keypad 24-hour security down there. But, you know, they have 24-hour access. But I'm not sure if somebody's on site or if, and again, that's changed hands again.
I know it's not his anymore. Yeah. I get it. I'm just trying to understand if we've dealt with living in a commercial zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wondering what precedents we already have in force here.
So them not being on the agenda and not knowing what we're supposed to do besides give feedback, what do we?
Well, I
don't think we can vote on anything.
Mike has a bit, if he has any thoughts. I can see him having security out there. Yeah, I'm just saying you're a neighbor. And now we're going two levels.
It's going to be, we've got commercial on both sides.
And I'm getting surrounded.
Yeah.
Hopefully moving that line back a little helps you. But
yeah, Mark asked me about it, how I'd like to have to fix the fence there, between the fence and his property and that. Anything he does, it should be where he doesn't have to use water. A lot of water won't keep it. Because anytime you try to water something, go out there by Peterson's property out front there, it's all weeds.
Right.
Thistles growing 10 feet high all over the place. My field's full of thistles. So anything that needs to be put around here should be that. But the Hyatt Tuck building is, I don't like it, but if that's what they need to do, they do it, because I'm sitting in between two commercial buildings.
You're too cooperative.
What do I do? Argue and fight? I can't fight. And that, so I just, you know, go along with them and try to help them make something good for me as good for
right.
them.
It sounds like you've like got a decent relationship. That's great.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, the system's broke up good. He's got water to water. Water shares. I think he's still got them.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so there's water to water, but the best thing to do is go with them on water. Go on the fence there. Being tall like that's not going to be good. It'll kind of shade me and think that. I use the wind to blow my water around my hay field. And that won't be there anymore.
Do you have her phone number, by the way?
Oh.
Maybe their 24-hour security guy will go move your sprinklers for you.
Probably.
And you won't have to rely on the wind.
Yeah, I like the way he's not going to go all the way back to those houses. He's got a couple of them that's got houses there. And most of them are trying to sell because of that. All that commercial sponsor. There's that commercial on the highway there.
With the major change in concept, like we've added stories and residences, and does that need to go back to a public hearing?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
No, the public hearing was for the zone change.
Yep. Okay.
So it wasn't on the because it's a use within that zone. So the public hearing will go on the zone change.
Okay.
The concept approval sat with this board.
So the question is, so is that really what you're looking for, is approval for the change in concept?
I think that's what they're here today to ask.
It'd be clear, the concept is the same, our layout's changed, going two stories, and that's what we'd like approval on. So if we say, if you're comfortable with this, we meet these same parameters, that we can then go and feel comfortable about spending the money for the full set of architectural plans, and then come back starting to meet all the building requirements, rather than you didn't like the two-story, we already spent all the money for the architectural, that that's expensive and costly that we don't want to, we'd like to avoid, obviously. So that's why we're here tonight, is to explain the layout, why it's changed, and also if you're comfortable, then we can feel comfortable about ordering full architectural plans.
At this point, I'm not comfortable with it, but I'm also coming in fresh, not aware of everything that's gone on for the last, sounds like, quite a while. So, you know, no fault of yours, but this is the first time I'm seeing any paperwork or getting any in-depth discussion. So I have thoughts just on the concept approval that was probably passed before. I would still have a lot of questions and trying to get my head around that. So.
And we did. That's why we.
I know you. I'm sure you did. And that's why I would just want to understand more of that before I would say I am or am not comfortable with any of these changes that you might be looking to do here. So I'm not going to be able to give you know, input one way or the other today, because it would be prudent to give any thoughts in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I totally respect that, because it was several months of a lot of meetings and input from the public and to this point where we are today. I totally respect your view, and if I were you, I'd probably have the same comments and questions, so I get it, and I appreciate your honesty.
Do you feel like adding that second story is going to increase traffic flow and all that stuff based on what your original second or third concept was? I don't know how many you went through before I got here.
You know, the fascinating thing about this business concept is you think, yeah, we're going to have a ton of traffic. Well, our model is a lot of storage. The traffic flow really isn't as much as you think. If you were to say, look at a retail strip center, Dan and Brent here are both commercial agents, and I think they could elaborate probably more articulate than I could, because I don't do a lot of retail. But if you drive into a shopping center versus a storage facility, sometimes it's deathly quiet. There's not a lot going on. And it's fascinating to me, because there's a lot of different customers here, but yet if you're storing your grandma's heirlooms and prized possessions, you may only visit it a couple of times a year in some cases. So that's the anomaly of impact of traffic and whatnot. And that's terribly interesting too, when you go to, which we have the last several months, visiting with UDOT and getting the engineering square away for the access point, is they ask you to do an appraised value and look at the TIS, the traffic impact study. And this concept just doesn't even come close to a strip center for that reason.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a great question, because I had the same thoughts initially, and that's what the appraiser concluded, is you look at the analysis between the use of what we're proposing and what a strip center would bring, is the traffic is literally night and day.
Yeah, how many buildings was it again? Is it just the one building?
One building.
But now two stories, and it was just one building.
So before it was just one building?
No, before it was like four.
Well,
it was a fortress kind of style, single level. I don't know how to explain the architecture.
Pathways in between with open,
like big garages.
Yeah, it's one building. It's kind of a four building concept, a single building.
But yeah, with the two story, it's a single building.
Yeah.
Another question that I would have is, I know nothing about what businesses you're trying to attract here, right? But do you have parking to accommodate those businesses? Worst case scenario.
We do, based on the code and the kind of businesses that would go in there. For example, we can't have a business in there that would exceed basically a couple of stalls per 1,000 feet. That would overload the building. So they're geared towards flex and retail, which in layman terms, you can't put an office in there per se with a bunch of doctors or medical. It's more of a retail presence or a light kind of industrial type of business would be most ideal, based on, again, parking and what the code allows.
Like a restaurant would be 7 per 1,000, we're not even close to doing a restaurant, you know, versus an office like 4 to 6 per thousand. You know, it's just a, it's going to be a lighter user.
And most industrial doesn't require much more than 2 stalls per thousand, sometimes less.
So we have our own parking matrix that they'll have to be based on. And I do have some copies of the first proposal, if you guys would like.
Seems to be obsolete.
Well, I'd love to see what was approved.
It is obsolete, but this, you see that Vic got set back from his property line with the new design. That's the old one.
And a clean copy, thank you.
Just look at that real quick. I want to make sure I said that right. 4 buildings,
yeah.
And there's 5 buildings, so.
So it did leave the edges open, so the setbacks around the property increased with the new design, with the center building. So I guess it's really, they're here to ask you, is that concept still okay?
Well, this is a totally new concept.
Not totally new.
Well, not totally.
That's a great comment.
It's a little higher.
Yeah, taller. Layout's different. Concept is virtually identical other than the second floor.
I really don't have a problem with the concept if it meets all of the code, zoning and code stuff.
Do we have a motion somewhere?
I don't think we're doing that.
Not just giving them feedback.
Yeah.
Since they're not on the agenda.
They're not on the agenda. I don't think we can vote on anything.
True. Well, and that was our fault. We did put them on because we didn't get anything submitted. I didn't think they were coming, but they did ask to be on the agenda.
Oh.
Well, it's not.
It is.
Right.
That's why he's here at the planning report.
I apologize.
Not to throw anybody under the bus. We can put you on. So it's okay. Great. And I looked at the website today.
I don't know what your thoughts. I mean, for me, if I could have until the next meeting to review what we've done, what's going on now, to at least get more familiar, I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable saying again, like I said, one way or the other right now. So, you know, if you're looking for a vote, then I wouldn't be comfortable to vote on anything or give feedback until next meeting, anyways.
Yeah. Again, we just hate to spend, you know,
I understand.
60, 80 grand or whatever the architectural fees could be. I'm just throwing out the number. I'm not an architect, but. I know it's not going to be cheap, so we want to make sure you're comfortable, it's fluid, and again, the concept is the same, the layout's changed quite a bit, and it's just, yeah, the two-story.
We're only talking about the concept here. Down the line, we'll be approving more specific, right. And if we want, we can put contingencies on how the quarters, living quarters are used, things like that, if we want to at that point. Not at this point.
I think we're just giving a feedback of it's close enough that I would feel comfortable saying if it meets all of the zones and all of the codes, then I would support.
And I don't want to spend a dollar unless I know we're all along lines with what the code and how it interprets, because otherwise I don't think, as you would agree, it does you good or me good to go forward on that basis.
Eric, are there other concerns that we should be aware of?
I think we went over most of the concerns. It's just the size of the building and the layout's different. We spoke about the code, incidental uses, and that code is 810.3, just so you can look that up.
Yeah. I mean, I typically don't vote. But I like the look of it just in this mock design, and I struggle a little with the height, trying to picture what it's going to look like there, but I basically don't have any major issues with that.
But we got the one person here that's going to be most affected by the height, and he's willing to.
I haven't seen how high it is. Mark's going to talk to me about the other side.
How high is it, Mark?
Again, 24 feet to the roof, and then another architectural parapet with the equipment that goes up another 4 feet. So if you count that,
it was 22 to 20, and then it went up to like 24.
Yeah, 22 with the parapet in the front.
The back has stopped growing at some point.
Well, it's, I mean, that doesn't even get to the 819 supplemental, because everything over 20 feet is when that starts kicking.
What our architect said is, it looks like you go 35, so I don't want to go 35, we don't have to go 35, I'd rather keep these proportionate levels so it's not awkward based on, there's a whole other series of how high your interior roofs are on your hallways, and it didn't make sense to mirror that on the second level, so he said, yeah, you don't need to go that high, in fact, you can go up to the...
Yeah, the only reason I bring that 22. Up is just for the same reason I told Nephi, that the setbacks increase when you get over the right there. So,
again, I appreciate your input very much, and our neighbor here too. I appreciate that.
Two of them are on the agenda.
What's that?
I'm not sure what the rule is on that.
Okay. Are we allowed to do a motion and a vote without it actually being on the agenda, which also wasn't on the website then?
I wouldn't take action on it. He's just looking for
your feedback. He's just asking for feedback.
It sounds like he's asking for more than just feedback.
I'm sure he'd like that.
We'd love to have a vote. We understand the position.
Our feedback, we just need to know if it's wise or not.
Most of our feedback seems optimistic that you're going to be okay. And that's not a vote or an official.
I mean, if they want it on, we'll put it on. If they want to redo the concept, we'll put it on. It might not be a bad plan. Before you spend lots of money.
Yeah, I think if you want it official, you need to get it on next month's agenda.
What do you say?
Mark, my suggestion would be to get on the agenda for next month to have a concept approval. That's your most safe bet. And that'll give some of us newcomers more time. And maybe you to look into the health department, so when you make that presentation, you've got some of the sewer kind of stuff resolved or answers from the health department.
We're actually okay with the health department. Yeah. When we run the
they've
sewer,
already been yeah, there.
We tried to do septic initially, and it just didn't work. There's too
so
many fixtures.
So you have access and approval to punch through.
Correct. We're good on the sewer. That actually was something we worked through, and then again, we've done two different traffic impact studies.
Okay.
One on the initial concept, and then UDOT had us update with the new one. And honestly, I was kind of shocked at how little it affected it. And that'll be part of our application process that Eric's going to review too with our traffic impact study, but it we aren't even a blip for UDOT.
Me either, but they wanted to rip me pretty heavy on my building, so.
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on traffic impact studies, and it is what it is.
I would just say get on the agenda for a concept approval for the August meeting. That's your safest bet.
If you want an approval.
Between now and then, it's probably leaning in your favor.
Is that the 17th of August?
So use that for what you want.
So it sounds like the concept's big enough change that they want you to re-go through the concept approval. So if you want on the agenda, Kim can put you on right now.
Can you put us on there just in case?
100%.
We're supposed to be on tonight in full disclosure.
I'm sorry, this was the first.
And two commissioners that are uncomfortable. I get it. I respect that. It's bringing it to speed.
I don't know that I'm uncomfortable. I just don't feel comfortable making a vote on things that haven't been publicly.
Well, we actually can't, because I'm sorry.
I'm just saying I respect your position.
But you ought to be able to read between lines on where we would stand based on what I know today.
And we'll help get them up to speed, but if there's anything you want to email to Kim,
I will distribute
us.
Everything.
Great.
Actually, you will have the floor for the entire month. So this is your band.
So we'll count this as a good working meeting too.
No, Actually, it's probably
your next meeting will go far quicker than this one already did.
That's fine. 4 weeks.
So
this is almost a year now.
But I think you can start moving forward, really. I mean, I don't waste your time waiting for the next meeting.
Thank you very much.
And I apologize if I missed something.
You're forgiven. Thank you.
But I will distribute everything going forward. How's that?
And I think our phone number down there, so if you want to meet us on site or have any questions, you're welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Was there more in your report? Was that like the first thing?
Yeah, each one of those is going to take that long.
Each one of them, that's right. You guys got a copy of the report in your... You got any questions for me?
Has anything changed from... I mean, I don't know if it's... It would help me a ton to know. I know a lot of these sit for months and months.
They do.
Like, is there a way to flag, like, hey, this is different from what it was a month ago?
Well,
or I can compare them.
Yeah. Well, usually something's happened. We've had inspections. The framing's going on, or there's a four-way inspection. Something's usually going on. But I include that in there because what's happened in the past is they'll get a hold of you as a commissioner and say, hey, there's a building you need to go over here. Yep, it's right here on the report. We know all about it. I mean, I get those calls all the time.
Sure.
Somebody's building a barn.
Yep. We got a permit.
We got it. Looks awfully high. It's within the scope. We issued a permit.
We're looking at it.
Yep. So that's really for you guys to, so you're able to report back, because people will call you. I mean, I don't know if you guys get that yet, but Gary does.
You just tell them to count how many sheets of sheathing they have going up.
Yeah.
Figure out how tall it is.
Yeah, so that happens a lot. And then a lot of times, like the one that's being built over there, the Bassett home. So Scott called me, said, what's going on over there? They pulled all the trusses off. He says, and I heard that they said that the mayor told them they had to tear the roof off. I said, well, there you go, that guy.
They really didn't say that. They called him to tell him that. I'm sorry. They called the mayor to save the mayor.
So he called me to see why they turned off. I have no idea.
Sorry.
You talked to the general, huh?
No idea.
Sorry,
that's not us.
You can put them up and down as much as you want.
We don't care. That's funny.
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions that will come your way that just keep you up to speed. And then if something flags, like this thing did. I mean, we met with them and we're just like, this is big enough. I would take it back in front of the board and ask them. Because that's not something me or I am comfortable with making a decision on. That decision was made by the commissioner, so.
Do you know when theirs was approved before, so I can go back and find what was actually approved?
I believe the zone change was done in November, and then it was finally recorded when the new mayor was in, so in January.
Yeah, but
no,
actually
that's not true.
The concept
approval, I was here.
Because that's what they're trying to change or look at. So I don't care about the zone, that is what it is, right?
The zoning's done.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to understand the concept approval.
Do you have a copy of both concepts?
We missed it. So.
Yes.
So okay.
We missed it?
Yeah.
I want to say that was more in March or April. Mary Duggan's the one that got it recorded. It's just about the after I was out. That's really it. It's totally different. No, when it was actually sold. It was sold. I went up and told it on, but it's not official. But the setbacks are, yeah, it was. That's why I say Mary had it right. I didn't see no one. You guys can see that the fact that he lives next to you. You have anything else? Yeah, that was. If you guys don't have any questions, I'm good. I got, Sorry, I do have something. You guys are aware of the annexation from Charleston that went on last week, was a public hearing?
Nope.
Okay, Dave, I've only got two maps here. We had discussion with them regarding their annexation boundaries. And so this is their new map.
So is the red part the new part?
So this is the Charleston town.
Those are the boundaries you're seeing for their annexation. The dark line is the current town. So we said, well, this, you've included stuff over here on the Daniel side, which when we went into negotiations with the water, there was, we said, well, we'd like to cut this off and keep this in our town. And so they took this back out, or was going to take this back out. It didn't happen at the meeting, but I got told that was taken back out. So they wasn't encroaching anymore on the Daniel side, because they want to keep everything on that side, the highway into Charleston.
So they want to keep everything on the west side of 189?
Right.
Charleston is?
Yes. So they don't want us to come in here and annex these.
All right.
And so by doing that, they want us to be able to, they won't, don't want to annex these pieces in.
But this one's already.
That one is in, yep.
That's Charleston.
Right. And so part of that agreement with the water was we was doing some type of an alignment over here that allows us to have the development rights once that goes away, because the impacts are coming to Southfield Road. So that was in the discussion with the water.
So all of this is still Charleston?
Yeah, but we were told.
Except for this piece?
The black line is Charleston proper.
As it this. Sat before the annexation.
This is just the annexation map. They have an annex.
Okay.
This is where they're at.
Their spotted line is their 20-year annexation area. So they used to be over here, and they've expanded.
So what would be on the
this way is where they really, this is where a lot of change happened.
This has been accomplished. This is signed, sealed.
That is. But see this black one?
Yeah.
This is the major part that they've added. And it's basically to do with the bypass. That's why they're adjusting that. Anticipation of the bypass. Which is my next item, as everybody wrote in on the bypass?
Yeah.
I did.
So we have two more days.
So is there anything we can or should do about this, or you just...
I just wanted to make you guys aware of that. We're still talking to Charleston, and they're very friendly about, you know, they've talked about redoing this line, and that 5-acre parcel's coming back into Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing here, they're going to take this out because they didn't want to expand.
But that's not where that hillside is now, right?
There's nobody else here, so we all know who we are.
Yeah, I don't know who I am.
I'm also the girl that starts dishes while the dinner's done.
I'm still confused. So the Charleston's going to keep this, or Daniel's going to keep it?
I think they're going to give it back.
They're going to give that to us.
They want to give both of these
back to us.
Because this is their
new dotted line.
This is their proposed new annexation.
Somehow that ended up in there.
Okay.
They don't want that.
They don't want this. Eric, is this gray matter
gray? What's it say? City boundary. Is this Daniel, Daniel here? This gray area over here on?
Yes.
Where are we? I don't even know.
Where's 189?
This right here is the
sewer?
No, this is the cemetery road. They're also up here. This is 3,000.
Southfield.
This is 3,000 south.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So this mountain is Daniel's?
So there's the stoplight right here.
It's county.
It's county.
Okay,
there's the stoplight right here.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, all this would be county. The black line, everything beyond that black line is out in county.
Anyway,
I wanted you guys aware of that, but there's only, you guys have written in, they're taking public comment two more days.
Charleston, or are you talking the bypass?
Bypass.
Okay. Sorry.
Which will affect how this thing's going.
How it all plays out. Yeah.
Right.
I told them just to leave Main Street the way it is. Stop talking bypass.
As long as you write something. I mean, I hate to have no comment.
Yeah, no, I just said, you know, it's already a mess. Leave it alone. We're killing all the trees.
Let's tunnel it.
Let's move to to the engineer report. Our engineer is in Maine on vacation.
He's
that's
on
the
vacation.
Engineer report for today.
Yes.
Okay, that makes it easier.
And then
in case he doesn't email,
we have minutes approval. I don't know if anyone's had time to read them. I know I haven't.
No.
So I may suggest that we have a motion to continue that to the next meeting.
I'll make a motion that we postpone approval of the minutes from June 15th, Planning Commission meeting, to August because of lack of time to review.
Busy night.
So,
do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Wild, yes.
Horner, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, and I'll verify you all have a copy of those minutes now, right?
Yes.
We have them on electronic too, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, they came by some of those electronic.
And I have that.
So you were able to read the attachments on the email?
I was able to read the minutes. There's some others that weren't there. I want to show you what came so you can see what did and what didn't.
When this is off, we will have that conversation.
Okay. Sorry.
All right.
But it's not going to be pleasant.
I already heard some of it today.
There may be some undignified
things. It's going to be some words.
Okay. General plan discussion for the next hour. No. I talked to Ryan. He's still planning on getting this. He said he'd get it going. Map with all the parcels in the town with the acreage listed on it so that each one of us can go through, we can figure out what our number of parcels would be at build out. And so we'll continue there. We have till the end of the year. It's going to be the usual last minute rush, but we'll get it done. But I think that's a good step. I know. But we've been playing with this for 6 months.
Yes.
We only have six more. But I think that will be really helpful to be able to do that. So
yeah, because I said, where's the land use map?